Windows down, music up. Get ready to hit the road in a new Chevy SUV or truck. Chevy is a name you know and trust. It's Chevy as American as apple pie and baseball. Check out the full line of Chevy vehicles at your local Chevy dealer. Chevy, drive Chicago.
There's new athletic director at Northwestern University, Derek Gragg, and he has been with the NCAA and went to school at Vanderbilt, so no stranger to the Midwest, but not sure if you've spent much time in Evanston over the years. Good morning, Derek. Congratulations and welcome.
Good morning. It's great to be here. And you know, the last time I think I was in Evanston, I was the AD at Eastern Michigan, and you may remember this. We came up and we had you guys, we gained momentum at the end of the game, and we thought we were going to get it into overtime, and your kicker hit a 50-yard field goal. Northwestern's kicker hit a 50-yard field goal, beat us at the end of the game. So I think, you know, it was a great game back and forth, and but now I'm glad to be on the other end of it.
No, you just made Ennett smile.
I do remember that. I think it was like 16-14 or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Before I let Dave have at you here with a couple of questions, I was just in Nashville over the weekend. You went to Vanderbilt. How did you ever get any work done at school? Because does anybody ever sleep in Nashville?
Oh, it's unbelievable. But, you know, the city's changed so much, and my wife's from Nashville. We talk about it all the time, how much the boom is now. I think it's the fastest growing city in the country. Mm-hmm. It was great back then, but now it's just so many distractions. You got pro sports there now, all the things you have down Broadway, and it's just amazing, and it's an amazing city.
Go ahead, Dave.
Derek, you played football at Vanderbilt, a like-minded institution to Northwestern. Does that give you a better sense of what the athletes here are thinking?
Oh, absolutely. And even though I went to school a while ago, it's the same type of principles and values. When you go to schools like this, you really have to be a student first. And I think everybody understands that. And so you're really looking for someone who's going to be totally dedicated to academics. And then you're looking for the best athletes on the other side, because you're competing in one of the premier or the premier conference in the nation. And so it's very similar, smaller private institution, and the only one of its kind in the conference. And so I do feel that I will resonate with the student athletes. I had a great meeting with several of them yesterday. It was about 30, and unfortunately we're still having to do the Zoom and Skype medium because of the pandemic, but I can't wait to be more hands-on with them when I get back up here.
You said at your news conference yesterday that the university president is the most important person to an athletic director. You had Morty Shapiro, Northwestern's president, sitting to your left. But the second most important might be the football coach, especially at a place where you have an outstanding coach like Pat Fitzgerald. How important is that relationship to you?
Oh, it's very important. Obviously, all the head coaches, you have to have a good relationship with them. But football is very important throughout our industry. And it was great that I got a chance to meet Pat when I was on campus a couple of days ago. And it was right in the middle of recruiting. So I know how busy those guys were. But he stopped everything and talked to me and my wife there for about 15 minutes. And I told him that I'd be back up here in a couple of weeks. They're going to have some more recruiting weekends, and I want to make sure that I'm fully a part of that. I love recruiting. That's one of my strong points. Again, I think that the student athletes, they still resonate with me really well. I raised a student athlete who played football at Tulsa, and so I really look forward to being involved. But yeah, you have to be close to the football coach and all the coaches. Mm-hmm. But you know, football is very, very important.
From what you gather, and you mentioned that we are still in a pandemic, do you anticipate a normal football season with a full schedule and 100% capacity?
Well, we're hoping for that. But the main concern, obviously, is the total safety, first and foremost, of our student-athletes, and then everyone else involved, obviously, the alumni and fans who support us and everybody. So we'll continue to maintain whatever types of protocols are necessary, but hopefully we'll get back to full capacity.
Well, I know you start officially July 1st, Derek, so we'll let you go now because I know you're busy working on those new massage chairs for the seats at Ryan Field, part of the upgrade I'm sure you'll be supervising. Yeah. And we wish you all the best, and we'll check in with you down the road. Welcome to Chicago. Welcome to Evanston.
Well, thank you. On behalf of my family, we're really, really excited about this and looking forward to it. So go Cats.
There you go. He's got the format down
first
already.
First official Go Cats on WGN.
Take care.